Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. This week we are dealing with questions that your clients could ask. Questions that many clients ask, and if you're a client, this could be something that you would want to know. So we'll go through them on the other side. The first question that we're going to deal with is a question that isn't always asked, but I think it's on the minds of most clients, and that is, how many sessions am I going to need? Now, in the alternative world, we don't have the luxury that mainstream does in terms of offering sessions. Why is that? Because many people who are going to mainstream psychologists, psychiatrists, etc., they have insurance, and the insurance pays for them. And so it doesn't really matter how many sessions that they have. And to the people who are giving the sessions, well, they know that it's covered by the insurance, and so there's no hurry. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but there's no hurry. For us, as alternative therapists, we can't get insurance paying our sessions. We don't have those qualifications. And so what happens is our sessions have to be done as quickly as possible. So we have to be efficient. How many sessions? What I say to people is this. Unless it's something like phobia or stop smoking, something like that, I say count on having 3 sessions as a minimum. Why 3 sessions? Well, the first session often is just people just getting used to you. You know, you're getting used to the client. You're listening out for what the client's telling you. The client's not always going to tell you the whole shebang in the first session. And so it takes a bit to get that confidence. You're going to have fantastic first sessions, really powerful. However, you know, I'm finding that I need to spend a bit of time with a person to know what it is that they really want. Remember that when clients come to you, what they present to you, the presenting problem, often isn't the real problem. There's something far deeper. Okay? The next question that people have is, all right, will it come back? Whatever that it is, whatever it is that you're working on, will it come back? And that's how long is a piece of string. Typically, what happens is this. As therapists, what we should never do is take away something from somebody without giving them something in its place. If you take away something and you leave a yawning gap, a vacuum, well, what happens with vacuums? They get filled. And so there's a chance that it could be filled with something really good. You take away a bad habit and a good habit comes in. However, that's not always the case. And so really our job is to ensure that they have something else that they can do. This is very classic. This is in a part of the NLP process. Always future pace them into something. Give them a resource and then future pace them into that resource. So that's kind of one part of will it come back. The other one is this. If the person has some really, really bad life habits. And what I mean by that is, if they are living their life, if they are abusing themselves physically, in whatever way, with substances or whatever, and they keep doing that, then, you know, it's not likely that they're going to have an epiphany. If they are abusing themselves internally with the thoughts, then again, unless that's changed, then typically, they're kind of going to end up going back the way they were. Our self-talk is everything. How we talk, how a client talks to themselves, dictates whether they're going to get better. What happens is our process, the processes we take people through, help them to change the way that they feel about themselves, to change the way that they talk to themselves. And when you start talking to yourself in a better way, you truly start behaving in a better way and treating yourself better. So will it come back? No. If you do the work and if you have the required number of sessions, you know what they are. The client knows when they don't need any more sessions. They know that. I'm fairly clear. It's not your job. You are not there to be their crutch for the rest of their lives. Definitely not. What you're there to do is almost like teaching them to ride a bicycle. You're going to take the stabilizers off the back wheels and you're going to help them to go riding. And once they start riding, that's it. And you're there. If they fall off, you're there and you can help them and you can, you know, bathe the wounds a little bit. But let them go. That's the whole point. When a client says to me, I don't think I need any more sessions, I'm happy. I'm very happy. I take it as a great compliment. Next question. Do I need to do something regularly? Well, in terms of sessions, if you start, what I would suggest is either once a week or once every 2 weeks. But I wouldn't leave it for longer than that. Why? For two reasons. When you start a process, you open up a can of worms. When that can of worms is opened, it needs to be sorted. It needs to be sifted through. If you open it and then leave it open, then sometimes the person can be a little bit uncomfortable. So, I mean, if it's a really, really intense, for example, if somebody was saying that they were having suicidal thoughts and they were depressed, I would want to see them once a week. Once a week. I think that's enough. Twice a week, also, I've done that where people have, you know, done a Tuesday and a Thursday, and we've done that for a while. Very intense. It all depends on what your client is demonstrating and, you know, the problem that they have, the presenting problem. But try to keep it to no more than once every 2 weeks, unless it's just kind of top-up stuff. And that's fine, once the work's done. I've got clients that I see once every month, every 2 months, sometimes every 3 months. That's fine. But at the beginning, once a week, once every 2 weeks. After that, then it's the job of the client to do things regularly, to think in a different way regularly, to behave in a different way regularly, to change the habits and to do lots of things, new things, good things, regularly. It's kind of, we do not carry the responsibility of our client. We are not responsible for our clients. Our clients are responsible for themselves. What our responsibility is to help to give them, to help them to develop their own tools so they can go through life in a better way. But we don't have the responsibility for them. So don't never worry about that. It's their job. It's not your job for them to make their life better. So that, I've got some more questions that we're going to do in the next session, but we'll leave that there for you. If you do have any questions, feel free to put them in the comments. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you can. That will help the channel to grow. And also subscribe to the website as well, because then you'll get updates straight away. Okay, I love you all and I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.